So in today's Daf Yomi is Kedushin Lamed Daled, Kedushin 34. In today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara starts by discussing the time-bound positive commandments that a woman is exempt from. This is called the Mitzvah Saseh Shez Man Grama. The Gemara says, Ezo Mitzvah Saseh Shez Man Grama, Sukkah, Lulav, Shofar, Tzitzis, and Tefillin. These are the examples of Sukkah, sitting in a Sukkah, shaking the Lulav, blowing the Shofar, the Tzitzis, and also wearing the Tefillin. But the question is, why does it mention sukkah and then lulav then shofar? It should, in the reverse is the way it should do it. It should do shofar first, because first you have the mitzvah of shofar, and also then you have the mitzvah of sukkah, and only then do you have the mitzvah of lulav. So why does it list the sukkah before the shofar? So this is a question I was wondering about. And if you have an answer to this question, please email me or contact me, because I'd be curious to have your answer to this question.